علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently discussing the 16th sermon which Imam Ali alayhi salam gave in Medina after the people of Medina pledged allegiance to him. And here Imam Ali alayhi salam, draws his strategy of governance. And he mentions some very important points. One of the issues that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in this sermon is that he says that the very sickness that used to exist at the time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came to the Arab world, the world at that time, to the people of the world at that time, that same sickness has come back. And people have tried to explain what was that sickness and what was that problem. Some are of the opinion that that difficulty, that problem that the people had at the time of the Prophet, that came back afterwards when Imam Ali alayhi salam was in power and after the Prophet's death, that sickness was the sickness of disunity, the sickness of dispute, differences, dissimilarities, and conflicts. This was what they are trying to say, but of course this isn't entirely true, and Imam Ali alayhi salam has another explanation to this.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, those who claim that the problem was disunity, the problem was conflict, and that conflict has come back, one of the things they would mention is that Muawiyah, we see that Muawiyah was a very very cruel and very shrewd leader who was very tricky in misguiding people and taking them away from the true fold of monotheism. And they say, look, at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, again we see a person like Muawiyah coming, and there is differences, and there is now dispute and conflict. But of course, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says this is a problem that I want to solve, that doesn't mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam doesn't want this type of conflict. In fact, this conflict is necessary. This is the same conflict of truth against falsehood. This was a good conflict. This conflict was for the betterment of the society. This was there at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. But this was not a baliya. This was not a problem. Not all forms of conflict, not all forms of dispute entirely are problems. Here Imam Ali alayhi salam says that inna baliyatakum kad adat, your sickness has come back, that problem that you had has come back. That problem, is it the differences of opinion between the Muslim Ummah and Muawiyah? No, that problem is not a problem, that is actually good, because the Ummah has to be different, has to show a stance against an evil, cruel leader like him. One who claims to, who was following his desires, one who was after power, one who was greedy. That idol of in Muawiyah had to be broken. His fake governance had to be destroyed. His greed for power had to be shattered. And therefore, this type of conflict was necessary. So those who try to explain this sermon in this way have probably not understood properly what Imam Ali alayhi salam had to say. This was not just a minor border dispute between two countries that could be sorted out by a simple peace treaty. No, this was something that could not be compromised. It was something to do with the reality of religion, the interpretation of the truth, the interpretation of Islam, the understanding of Quran, and therefore it was an uncompromisable situation. And therefore such differences, such disputes were necessary. So Imam Ali alayhi salam did come to remove these types of disputes. In fact, he was one of the actual main reasons why this conflict continued between him and Muawiyah. So this conflict, so those who claim that Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that he wants to remove these conflicts, no, that was not the actual reason. There is another thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to refer to, the actual problem that the Muslim Ummah was facing at that time.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, what was that problem? That problem that humanity was facing, that humanity was ailing with, was the problem of polytheism. It was a cancer. Polytheism is a cancer, is a destructive disease of the human being beyond any levels of destruction. Even a human being that is paralyzed, who is suffering from a disease that is eating up his body and destroying it fully, is not in as bad a situation as the one who is a polytheist. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من يشرك بالله فكأنما خر من السماء فتخطفه الطير. That one who is a polytheist, one who associates others with Allah, it is as if he falls from the sky. And after falling from the sky, birds come and pick him up. فَتَخَطَّفَهُ الطَّيْرُ. Birds pick him up. As if they play around with him, they pick him up like as if he's an entity, a nothing. In other words, the humanity of a human being is, stripped of a person who associates others with God, who associates, who is a polytheist, rather, one who associates other entities with God, who gives other entities the value of God in their life, in his life. And this was the very problem that the people of the Muslim Ummah were facing at the time. Now, question. The people at that time were not worshipping idols. So how do you say that the problem is polytheism? And polytheism had returned. Yes, polytheism had returned, but with a new garb, with a new face. Inshallah, we will discuss in the next session what this polytheism was that came back in a new form. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه